It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Tuesday, February 6th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is produced by Pro Voice Tracks. In New Zealand, it's Waitangi Day, commemorating the 1840 treaty and founding document that brought British sovereignty to the island. It also gave citizenship and land rights to the native Maori people. They, of course, were already enjoying the land, but most sources agree things could have been worse for them.
We sent men with rifles into Afghanistan and Iraq, and we kept our best weapons in their silos.
Paul Harvey, this date in 1951, was arrested for trying to sneak into the Argonne National Laboratory southwest of Chicago. He was attempting to call attention to the perceived lack of security at sensitive government facilities. The perimeter fence at Argonne, however, proved secure enough. Harvey's overcoat was snagged by the barbed wire as he tried to go over it, and he was caught and arrested. He was later cleared of charges.
Good day.
Backing up a couple decades, Adolf Hitler did a couple of things on this date in history. In 1933, this was the day he began censoring the German press. And in 1936, this was the day he opened the Winter Olympics. And it was on this date in 1959 that Edward R. Murrow chatted with Fidel Castro. Just 37 days after Castro and company toppled Fulgencio Batista and had already expended great energy, say the reports, of filling jails, killing others, and railing against the U.S.
You must have had a very busy week. How do you feel?
Well, I really feel well, something tired.
I'm told that you saw your mother for the first time in 4 years this Christmas Eve. That must have been quite a reunion. What did she have to say to you?
She began to cry at the beginning, and that in several minutes she could not tell any word to me.
Yeah, could not recognize the faces standing over me. We were all dressed in uniforms of brutality. Hey!
Robert Nesta Marley, Bob Marley, born on this date in 1945 in St. Anne, Jamaica. Natalie Cole, born this date, 1950 in L.A. Classical pianist Claudio Arrau, today in 1903 in Chile. And George Herman Ruth, Babe Ruth, was born in Baltimore, this date in 1895, and just a block away from present-day Camden Yards.
Rock. Someday when the team's up against it, brakes are beating the boys, ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Gipper.
Ronald Reagan, the Gipper, and the 40th president of the U.S., was born on today's date in 1911 in the village of Tampico, Illinois.
We're them. We're they. We are the men in black.
Actor Rip Torn, born this date in 1931 in Temple, Texas. Francois Truffaut, born in Paris, France, not Texas, this day in 1932. And Tom Brokaw, born on this date in 1940 in Yankton, South Dakota. Vince Guaraldi there on piano. He died on this date in 1976 in Menlo Park, California. He was 47. Finally, for the sixth day of February, it happened today in 1971. Alan Shepard launched the first golf ball from the surface of the moon. With help from a six iron, he smuggled aboard Apollo 14. The Audio Escape Almanac is a presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for business and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.